On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning, and although it was Christmas Day, the Lord Chamberlain was already seated at his desk. Now, the Lord Chamberlain was rather deaf and didn't hear the door opening, but he leapt quickly to his feet and bowed when he saw the King entering the room.
No time for that, cried the King. It's Christmas Day, and I must buy a present for the Queen.
A present for the Dean? Said the astonished Lord Chamberlain. Why can't he have a turkey like the rest of us?
No, no, laughed the King. I need a present for the Queen, he shouted.
Ah, smiled the Lord Chamberlain. I'll speak to the royal jewelers right away. Perhaps a necklace or a diamond ring.
No good, said the King. Something like that would have to be made, and I need it now.
Wait a minute, though. You've given me an idea. Maybe I will buy her a pheasant. Only the other day I heard her telling her ladies-in-waiting that she would like a pet bird.
Come on, Lord Chamberlain. Let's go to the marketplace and buy one.
But you can't go yourself, cried the Lord Chamberlain. Let me send a footman. But the King was already on his way. Servants scuttled out of sight, and the guards jumped to attention as the King strode along the palace corridors with the elderly Lord Chamberlain puffing along behind. But when they arrived at the marketplace, there wasn't a pheasant to be found anywhere.
Now, what am I to do? Sighed the King.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty, said the stall holder, but this little partridge is all I have left.
I'll take it, cried the King. After all, a partridge is very similar to a pheasant.
And tucking the partridge under his arm, the King set off back to the palace. In the palace gardens, there were rows of small fruit trees in tubs. And as the King walked past, the partridge flew up into one of the trees. The King tried to pull the bird from the branch, but the partridge held on tightly. Oh, well, sighed the King, I suppose there's nothing else for it. I shall just have to take the tree as well. The Queen was sitting in her throne room when the King staggered in with his gift. She jumped to her feet and clapped her hands with delight. I've always wanted a pet bird, and a partridge in a pear tree is such fun.